The opening of a new movie theater may not sound like a big deal, but for Palestinians in the West Bank city of Jenin, it's something to celebrate. The World's Matthew Bell was there for the grand opening and sent this story.
Palestinian special police forces try to control a crowd that's creeping onto a giant red carpet laid out in front of the Jenin cinema. People here have been through a lot in recent years: war, lawlessness, an Israeli blockade. The only movie house in town was built a half century ago, but it shut down in the late 1980s and fell into a state of complete disrepair. So the renovation of the place as a first-class cinema is a sign of better times ahead. Lehmia Jaber says this is a great opportunity for Jenin and the Palestinian people. Having a cinema is real entertainment. It was a long intifada, he says. What we want now is a Palestinian state and for Palestinian people to be happy. The Palestinian Prime Minister shows up for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Then he mingles a bit with the crowd outside. Salam Fayyad says it's very important to take projects like this one in Jenin and bring them to other West Bank cities. Today's cultural event attracts a slew of reporters, and what's noteworthy is the presence of the Israeli news media, like TV reporter Lucy Aharish.
Let's not forget that this city was one of the cities that almost all of the suicide bombers came out of it, and now we're talking about a city that it has big economics, has a cinema, and basically it's a pretty big story. Even we in Channel One, that usually we don't go out a lot to the West Bank, we came here because we understand that this is a pretty big story.
The rebirth of the Jenin cinema really began with a tragedy. In 2005, an 11-year-old Palestinian boy from the Jenin refugee camp named Ahmed Khatib was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers. They thought the toy gun he was holding was real. Ahmed's father, Ismail, made a decision that day to donate the boy's vital organs. The heart, liver, kidneys, and lungs went to 6 children in Israel, some Arabs and some Jews. That gesture by Ismail Khatib inspired a German filmmaker. His 2008 documentary, called Heart of Jenin, follows Khatib as he meets some of the kids who received his son's organs, along with their parents.
God gave him a certain strength to do this. It's not a normal thing.
The film won numerous awards, but when it came time to show it in Jenin, there were no options. So the filmmaker and Khatib started a collaboration that brought in funding and volunteers from Europe to renovate the Jenin cinema. 2 years later, Heart of Jenin is the first film to be shown in the reopened movie house. Ismail Khatib is there. He's soft-spoken and emotional, standing in the crowd in front of the cinema. This is a big day for me, he says. I see my son Ahmed here among the people who've come from all over the world. Khatib takes a drag from his cigarette, and his eyes well up with tears. But he says he's happy, happy for the children who are alive now because they received a vital organ from his son, and he's happy for the Palestinian kids who will now be able to watch movies on the big screen here in Jenin. In a way, he says his son's life still goes on. The boy's name will live on as well. The new cinema is being named after him. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Jenin in the West Bank.
You can see photos of the new Ahmed Khatib movie theater at theworld.org.